Embracing the pathless path. In a world that often dictates a clear, linear path for our lives, I invite you to consider an alternative, the pathless path. This journey is about embracing uncertainty and discomfort, and it's a call to adventure in a world that urges us to conform. The default path and its illusions. Many of us are familiar with what I call the default path. It's the well-trodden route that promises safety and certainty. Graduate, work a long career, retire, and then pass on. This path is comforting because it offers a sense of security and predictability. However, for many, it can be soul-destroying. It's a path that often leads to a life that feels scripted by others, rather than one that is truly our own. I recall a powerful analogy that illustrates the danger of blindly following this default path. The frog in the pot of water. If you place a frog in a pot of fresh water on the stove and gradually increase the temperature, the frog will feel restless and uncomfortable, but not uncomfortable enough to jump out. Without realizing it, the frog is lulled into unconsciousness as the water heats up. This is what happens when we follow the default path without questioning it. We risk missing out on the life we truly desire. Heeding the call to adventure. The pathless path is an alternative to this default route. It's an invitation to step into the unknown, to embrace uncertainty and discomfort. This path is not about finding a job, making money, building a business, or achieving any other predefined metric. Instead, it's about actively and consciously searching for the work that you want to keep doing. As I often say, on the pathless path, the goal is not to find a job, make money, build a business, or achieve any other metric. It's to actively and consciously search for the work that you want to keep doing. This journey requires a deep trust in yourself and in the process of discovery. Milan Kundera once said, "We live everything as it comes, without warning, like an actor going on cold." Life is indeed fired at us point blank, and this uncertainty can be daunting. However, it's precisely this uncertainty that makes life so rich and meaningful. When we choose the pathless path, we are not trying to solve the problem of an uncertain future. We are learning to trust that this uncertainty is a natural part of life. The adjacent possible and breaking free. One of the biggest traps we fall into is believing that the only paths available to us are the ones we've seen others take or the ones we've been on before. This is what I call the adjacent possible. We limit ourselves to options that are immediately visible, rather than exploring the vast array of possibilities that exist beyond our current horizon. Imagine a room filled with people who all look the same, talk the same way, and believe the same things. They may seem comfortable, even happy, but they are trapped in a silent conspiracy that constrains the possibilities of their lives. The pathless path encourages you to break free from this conformity and explore the myriad paths that exist beyond the familiar. When someone asks you if there are only two options, and you list a few other paths that they concede are possible, but say, "I don't know anyone who has done that," you're hitting against the boundaries of the adjacent possible. It's time to question these boundaries and explore the paths that no one else has taken. Redefining success and identity. Much of our identity is often tied to external validation, our credentials, our job titles, our achievements. But what happens when these external markers of success are stripped away? I recall a personal experience where my identity as a high achiever was challenged when I fell ill. As I said, so much of my identity had been connected with being a high achiever. Straight A's, Dean's List, McKinsey, MIT. When I was sick, I would have traded every last credential for a single day of feeling okay. This experience taught me a valuable lesson. True happiness and fulfillment come not from external validation, but from living a life that is authentic and meaningful to us. The world will ask you who you are, and if you don't know, the world will tell you. But it's crucial to define your own identity and success on your own terms. Prioritizing agency and deliberate action. The pathless path underscores the significance of taking deliberate actions to shape your life. It's about prioritizing agency and making conscious choices rather than following a predetermined script. As I emphasize, The secret of the world is that it is a very malleable place. We must be sure that people learn this and never forget the order. Learning is naturally the consequence of doing. You must be willing to question your path and change it if necessary. As Mehmet Mura Ildin said, if you are on the wrong path, change it. No matter on which mile of the road, change it till you find the right path. Change all the paths. This is not about being reckless, but about being intentional and courageous in your choices. Embracing the beauty of uncertainty. The pathless path is not without its challenges, but it is also incredibly rewarding. It's a journey that requires you to be a little crazy, to go against the grain of what most people think. Yet it's these experiments in living that are vital to pushing culture forward and finding true fulfillment. As you embark on this path, remember that life is not something to be solved. It's something to be lived. The moment you think there is no path before you, the path disappears. But the moment you think the opposite, the path appears. All paths need people who see them and are willing to take the first step. In the end, the pathless path is about trusting in the uncertainty of life and finding joy and happiness in the journey itself. It's a call to adventure, a reminder to laugh when things feel out of control, and to trust that an uncertain future is not a problem to be solved, but an opportunity to be embraced. As I say, I want to see people live the lives they are capable of, not just the ones they think they are allowed to live.